Choose for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guest is an Emmy Award-winning television producer who focuses on health news. She's the founder of the productivity site ListProducer.com and author of Listful Thinking, Using Lists to Be More Productive, Highly Successful, and Less Stressed. Welcome to the show, Paula Rizzo.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Great topic. As I talked to you in the break, I'm a big believer in lists. I mean, everything from grocery shopping to writing down my goals, even my 5-year business plan. When I create a to-do or deadline list, it actually frees up my brain, makes my life less stressful. So glad to have you on the board. Let's see if I'm doing it right, or maybe how to actually incorporate lists for people that don't. How did you become the go-to coach for list making?
I am also a big list maker like you, so it's sort of been running my life for years, and I didn't realize how powerful it was until I, you know, wasn't really using them so much at home, but more so at work. I was looking for an apartment in New York City, and so I was kind of inundated with information and, you know, didn't know where to look, what to do, and all these things, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to handle this the way that I would at work. You know, going out on a shoot, interviewing someone, I have a list of all the questions I need to ask, a list of all of the shoots that, you know, all the shots I need to get on the shoot, and just have a checklist. And so that's what I did, looking for the apartment. And it was so much easier to be able to just have all of that stuff in one place. I didn't have to think about it when I walked through. I could, you just ask my questions and say, okay, well, what floor is this on? What is the view like? All of these things. And preparing ahead of time was just so helpful in that way. And much to your point, you know, it's not just about to-do lists, because that's what people think of when they think of lists. They think, oh, it's, you know, stuff to get done. But there's so much more that you can use it with.
Right. Now, I used to use sticky notes, then I changed to Notepad. Now I actually use my smartphone, but here's the challenge. Maybe you can help me with my dilemma. The alerts are too easy to ignore compared to the sticky notes that I used to see on my desk every day looking at look at me in the face. Is there a particular method or maybe even an app that you recommend to make lists for smartphones easier?
Yeah, I mean, you write it down, which is great, but then you forget to look back to it or refer to it, and you get all of these alerts, and then it gets ingrained in your mind, like, oh, I'm going to ignore that alert, you know, and never go back to it. But that's definitely difficult. But I think scheduling certain times to, like, remind yourself to just say, hey, you know what, I have to look back at that list and see what's on it again, and getting into that habit. And I also really like to put lists in certain places, like much like your keys, right? So you know exactly where you're going to leave your keys so that you find them the next time. That you need them. And I do the same thing with apps. So I have an app specific just for restaurants, a list of restaurants that I want to try out. And that's called Matchbook. And that has all my restaurant recommendations, places I want to go in all cities. And then I have, you know, another list of maybe books in Goodreads. And then I'll use Evernote as a great way to kind of, you know, get as much information. It's almost like a filing cabinet for all of your stuff in one place. And that's one that I really utilize a lot and I really, really love.
See, the one that on my phone, it just gives me 2 alerts and then it stops. And if the phone's ringing and I pick the phone up, the alert's there and I just cut it off. I don't even read it and I answer the phone. I just lost my alert.
I agree. I do that too. We kind of get ingrained of just like, let me, I'll get to that later. And you never go back. And
you never go back.
Becomes useless.
Which brings up a big point is, you know, what about people who make lists and they forget the things and forget to look at the lists? Is there a way to have a list to say, hey, don't forget to look at your list?
You're right. You sort of have to make rules for yourself, you know, to set yourself up for success. And, you know, people are kind of anti, you know, being rigid in that way, but it's a system that'll set you up for success. So I would say if you're making these lists, which is great that you're doing that first step, but then you forget to look at it, you need to have some kind of system in place where maybe it's another alert. Maybe you send 2 or 3 alerts. Maybe, you know, it's a voicemail message that you leave for yourself. So then maybe that's an annoying alert on your phone that you'll keep seeing that'll keep popping up.
That's true.
You know what? It's okay to do both. You can do digital and you can also still do paper. So maybe the post-it note now says, you know, check phone or something like that.
Yeah,
you know, there's a way to have that right on your computer so it's in your face. And so just using them together can also help be helpful.
That makes sense. What about grocery list? I would imagine that sticking to a defined grocery list would keep people eating healthier and not straying, you know, buying snacks, and also probably would save them money because they're not impulsive. They just stick to the list.
Sure, that's the thing. So doing the preparation beforehand and kind of running through the week in your head and saying, okay, I'm going to be out that day, so I'm not going to make anything at home, but I can make something the next day, and being able to get all the ingredients that you need for each meal. And then that way, when you come home from work and you're, you know, tired and not really feeling like, oh, you know what, I can just get takeout. Instead, you already have the food there, so you're like guilted into just using it, you know, so it doesn't go bad. And in that way, you have everything planned out beforehand. And so you know exactly how much you'll need, and you're not just buying things like, oh, look at this great avocado, and then you leave it in your fridge for
right.
X amount that of days,
sense.
And then it's gone.
And then it's gone, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yep.
And which brings up another point would be like meal planning. Maybe for the week, creating a weekly list of meals would make you probably less likely to order a pizza on impulse because you've planned ahead and you can eat healthier and follow. All right, Monday I'm going to have it. That might be a way as well, correct?
That's it, yeah. Any time you can kind of do the preparation ahead of time. And I even have lists of meals that I know my husband and I really enjoy, because sometimes, you know, it's like, oh, I make all the same things over and over and over again. What else can I make? What else can I make? And just having that go-to list kind of does the work for you. And then it's like, okay, well, here's 10 things. Let me just pick one off this list.
Yeah, that makes sense. I know with my notepad, I would have a problem with if I didn't complete it, it would get forgotten about. So what I actually did is had these small little sticky notes, and I would keep it next to something that I needed to do, and when I completed it, I would pull it off and throw it away. So I knew in my big pad, if I went back to page one or two and there was a sticky note, that's something I forgot.
Right, right. Oh, that's a good system.
Yeah, so that was a system I used before I went to the smartphone. I'm thinking of going back. I don't get stuff
right.
on the smartphone. It's just, there's so much in there. I mean, it's everything. It's internet. It's searching. It's email. It's scheduling. It's like, you know, I miss my little
too
list
many.
That I used to have.
Yeah. Too many distractions on the phone. I find that too. You know, I'll see an alert and I'll think, oh, okay, I need to look at that. And then you get distracted because then there was a Facebook message you want to look at, or an
right.
email came in at the same time. And then I put the phone down and I'm like, wait a minute, I didn't even do what I was supposed to be doing. So
yeah,
discipline is really tough. But, you know, sometimes I'll even repeat in my mind to like stop myself or say out loud, you know, what I'm in the middle of doing. Because in that way, it's sort of like, you know, you're giving yourself one more step to actually do it by saying it out loud.
That makes sense. You mentioned there's an app, I guess, for a list of books that people should buy, and I guess they need to write down listful thinking, correct?
That's right, yeah. Listful thinking should be on the book list, for sure.
That's a great, I'll tell you, I interview a lot of authors and, you know, some of the names, they're okay. That's really a great title for your book.
Thank you, yeah.
Did you roll around quite a few names before you got to that on a list? Did you have like a list of 20 and you had to pick the one for the list book?
You know, it's funny, I always really love that title, and I started a blog 4 years ago, listproducer.com. And, you know, I went with that one because I'm a producer and a TV producer and I produce lists, and, you know, I thought it was kind of cute, but I always, in the back of my head, really love, listful thinking. So, you know, when the book became a thing, I was like, you know what, it's gotta be called that. That's it.
Yeah, and it's easy to remember too, as well. A lot of these great books, people, you know, in 2 minutes they go on Amazon. They're like, I forgot the name of that book. I mean, yours
sure.
is very catchy as well. So listproducer.com, and the people going, you still do the blog? Can they still follow you?
Oh yeah, the blog is new 3 times a week. I update that, and I'm just, you know, doing a lot of stuff for the book, which is really fun, and getting to talk to people and seeing their lists and see different ways that people make lists and how they best serve them. And that's the thing, there's so many different ways to do it. There's no, you know, real right or wrong way, you know, as far as if you like to handwrite them or if you like to do it in an app. Whatever really best serves you is the way to go.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. It works different for every single person. Some people are at their computer and they don't even deal with smartphones. They need something on their computer. Some people carry a little notepad and they need their list there. So great information. You know, this is, like I said, a topic that we haven't covered. It's phenomenal. And I appreciate you being on the show. To get your copy of Listful Thinking or more information on how making lists can keep you productive, successful, and less stressed, go to listproducer.com. Follow Paula on Twitter at listproducer and keep with our daily health tweets at Dr. David Friedman. More to come after this short break. Stay well and stay tuned.